keep humming when the song's through. It's like been living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those days? Keep hoping when it's hopeless. It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
inside of you, spilling over cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
under my feet, 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 under my fe the Lord has done.
I came to tell you, it's coming down, it's coming down. Come on, get up and let's help us do this song right here. Come on, choir. Let's sing it like we back in the 80s.
They gotta come. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, I want to thank you. God, I have such a heart of gratitude toward you, God. I thank you because your mercies never fail. I thank you, Lord God. I stood and I'm standing on your word. And Lord God, you never fail to perform your word, because you said your word would not return unto you empty. That's what you said. I believe it. And I'm not budging one bit. Brothers and sisters, I said I was going to do the poverty deliverance this morning, but I got to do it tomorrow. The reason being, you see, God is showing me so many things that have been like hindrances. You know, the scriptures say the little foxes spoil the vine. So as I was approaching God about the poverty, because he was showing me a lot of different little things, he said, oh, no. Mm-mm. He said, do you remember when all this started? I said, nope. He said, it started when you were going to stir up the gifts and you were going to cause the growth in the fruit. He said, if I had let you continue with that, he said, you would have been a lot of people that, he said, I'm not a respecter of persons. He said, I have gifts and giftings in everybody. I said, I know. He said, but what happens when you put good fruit on top of bad fruit? I said, it rots. He said, that's what you were about to do. He said, and I wasn't going to let it happen this time, not with you. He said, when you stir those gifts, when I impart, he said, I'm going to be imparting to clean vessels. He said, I'm going to be imparting good fruit on top of good roots and good seed. I said, thank you, God. Thank you. He said, that's the problem. So many people have defiled gifts and defiled fruit. My fruit. They done defile my fruit. They done defile my gifts. He said, that's why I can't move through them, the defiled gifts and the defiled fruit. I said, okay. He said, but that's all right. That's all right. It's time for you to go to work. It's time for you to get them garments. It's time for you to scrub them up, hang them up on the line in pure air and sunshine. Let them dry out, and then I'm going to put them to work. I said, okay. He said, so how can I free people from poverty when they have those spirits that have been fragmented, and the minute you free them, they're just going to drag them right back in, and they're going to go willingly? I said, okay. I said, well, why do people do that? He said, because they don't know my way. He said, because they haven't asked me my will. He said, because they won't let me lead. I said, why won't they let you lead, God? He said, because they're selfish. He said, you know that scripture I got about silly women being led captive? He said, that's silly men too, being led by their own lust. I said, I understand. He said, so I need you to do some more deliverance in the morning. This was, because I've been up, my poor brother Joe. I've had him up literally all night, because God had me up all night. All night. You see, brothers and sisters, it takes me 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. And I'm happy. I'm back. I'm happy. But it takes me a long time to get a message from God and then to get it where I can understand it. You know what the Holy Spirit said? He said, I want you to command complete recovery and restoration. I said, I beg your pardon? He said, I'm going to send a lot of people to you. And when you go out, I'm going to restore. Restoration. He said, a lot of them are walking with so much less than I have for them. So I said, well, how can it be restoration? He said, because I gave it to them before I formed them in their mother's wombs in preparation. In preparation. I said, oh. And then I turned my YouTube on. How many of you, maybe just the chat room, I know you're probably the only one can let me know. How many of you actually watched the North Georgia Revival yesterday evening? Did any of you? If you did, just put yes in that chat room. If maybe somebody on the blog talk, if you did, just press one, I think. If you didn't, you need to. If you didn't, you need to hear that message. It's amazing how some of you will listen to all of this crazy stuff, and the people that are preaching straight Jesus, straight word, you won't even bother to listen. Nobody heard that message last night. You need to listen to that. See, the Lord told me some of y'all don't know his ways. And you yourselves have missed out on so much because you came to him in the middle of a situation that was the preacher you had was not knowledgeable, or the whoever they may have been, they weren't knowledgeable. They weren't knowledgeable of the ways of God. You see, the ways of God will show you how you are to grow and mature in him, how you are to function in him. And I'm beginning to realize, especially here lately, how much is missing. How much is missing. And I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I'm just saying that you're a victim of your time. when preachers and teachers and preachers and, you know, they got you so hyped up, they got you so excited about the entertainment. But I'm gonna tell you something. Entertainment is not to the saving of your soul. God and his word is. God and the knowledge of him by Jesus through his own Holy Spirit anointing is the way. I mean, what if you don't know the definition of this? I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and Jesus said, I am the light. What does that really mean? Why is that necessary? I mean, do you know? You know why you take Holy Communion every Thursday on here? Do you really know why? Do you really know why that so many people are walking around here sick? Okay? I know this. I got hit with that thing, and I got hit with at least 10 hits at the same time. Because you see, that's the way that the devil is. He's a predator. He waits until he sets you up. Now, remember I told you, And he'll allow you to get hit with one thing so that he can reinforce it with 14, 15 more on top of that. Because Jesus said in the last days that the objective of the enemy is to wear out the very patience of the saints of God. It says that in the Bible. If you don't know the Bible, I'm afraid that I have to tell you the truth. You don't know God. Hello? If you don't know the word of God, how can you know God? And if you don't know the word of God and you don't know God, then how can you expect God to work through you to help anybody else when you have not literally taken advantage of everything that he has to help you first? I don't understand it, do you? I don't know how you could even attempt to say you understand it, because there's no understanding. Because why? Understanding comes from God. He says, if any man lack understanding, let him ask of who? Himself. That is what it says, isn't it, brothers and sisters, this morning? I want to tell you this. April the 9th and April the 23rd, which happened to be Saturday evenings at 8 p.m., I'm going to be on Omega Man Radio. April the 9th, April the 23rd, 8 p.m., Saturday evenings, I'll be on Omega Man Radio. But you definitely need to hear that message. Do I have anybody? I mean, I got about, not that many, but I got about 10 testimonies of deliverance from yesterday. Is there anybody that would be bold enough to come on the Blog Talk if you received deliverance from the past couple of days? Deliverance. Witchcraft. Hidden works of darkness. If you do, go on the Blog Talk and press 1. If you don't, I'm just going to move on. You know why? Because My computer, this one over here, ran out of ink, but it ran out of ink on the B part. I've been on that computer from the time I left this show until maybe I took a nap. I ate dinner. I took a nap. God been feeding me and feeding me and feeding me and better than the good old days before. You know why? Because he's having to show me what's working now. He's showing me what's got to be dealt with now. He was showing me, like, so many of you been hit by witchcraft. He said, so many of your gifts and giftings, you don't have them. He said the witches have stolen and destroyed, listen to this, your health, your children, your potential, not all of it, but he said enough to cripple you, enough so that you can't function 100%. He said you've been hit and you don't even know it. He said they've stolen your peace, your time, your careers, your joys, not all of it, but enough to keep you crippled, enough to keep you from being effective in the kingdom of God. He said, and I mean, he gave me all these different things. He said, the devil done hit you through these witches, and they operating in part of your career. They operating in rest that you should have. They operating in messed up good marriages because they stole that from you. He said they done stole and they destroying your dream life. He said, they done stole and they destroying part of your progress, making you have to work till you tired and bummed out. Like he was telling me, he said, yeah, they stole and they destroyed the helpers and they deliberately blocked the helpers that I have already in line to send there to come to help you. He said, but don't worry about it. You handled it. He said, but what about those people around you? He said, they done stole and fractured and destroyed many of the opportunities I had for them. He said, they done stole and destroyed relationships, spouses. He said, they done stole and destroyed different body parts. I say, body parts? He said, uh-huh. He said, that's the way they do it. That's how they work it. He said, they done stole and destroyed people's hair, Erica. He said, that's why their hair fell out. He said, they done stole and destroyed businesses that I had in the future of for my children. He said, some of them ain't even got no clothes because they don't allow the witches and the witchcraft to destroy and steal their clothing. I say, Holy Spirit, their clothing? He said, yeah. He said, Jesus came to bring people life and abundance. He said, but the devil done tricked them thinking they ain't supposed to have but one. He said, Erica, that ain't nothing. He said, they've been tricked, and the enemy has even stolen and destroyed their love relationships. He said, they don't even allow these witches to be used to steal and destroy their time, Erica. Not to mention their money. He said, but that's not the really sad part. He said, you asked them the other day how many have been called. He said, they have allowed the enemy to fracture, steal, and destroy their calling. The calling. He said, those things have to be recovered. I said, well, what, recovered from where? From what? He said, they're in the houses of wicked men and women. He said, they own satanic altars. He said, they even at criminal hideouts because the criminals using the anointing and the abilities that I prepared for them, and they let the wicked and the wizards steal and destroy. He said they had places where they buy their intestines and where they buy their live animals. He said they had the ancient gates and cities. He said they can be found for sale in the witchcraft market and the occult centers. He said they in fake churches, Erica. He said they're being bartered. In shrines with fake rituals. Holy Spirit, say, I want complete recovery and restoration, and I want it now. I said, God, how are we going to do this? He said, first you got to let them know that they were defiled with their own works when they went a-whoring. My wrath was kindled. And I gave them into the land of the heathen. And the heathens hated them and oppressed them and brought them into subjection. He said, but I want all of my stolen wealth and resources recovered and restored to my people. He said, I want you to stop the witches, the wizards, the covens, and their work. I said, I'm glad because I'm a victim. I said, how do I start this? This is how you start, with this psalm right here. I said, okay. Psalm 106. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, covered the company of Abiram, and a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despise the pleasant land. They believe not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the land. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed, and that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You see, brothers and sisters, I need you with your own lips. The Lord said that many of you didn't understand, and some of you don't seem to want to understand, that the objective of the enemy is to steal and destroy, thus killing you. They don't mind if they have to fragment you and destroy you piece by piece. So what you need to do this morning, all over this Blog Talk and Spreaker, you need to bow your head, and you need to, out of your own mouth, cover everything that has been stolen from you that you could think of, and everything that the enemy you know has attempted to destroy. I gave you some of it. And in the name of Jesus this morning, Galatians 5, Samuel 15, Micah 5, it's what you're going to read later. I'm going to go ahead and do the deliverance this morning. The deliverance to call forth all of your fragmented parts, all of your stolen resources, inheritances. And in the name of Jesus, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I cover all of my stolen and destroyed wealth, inherited resources. I cover you with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. And according to the word of God, I command complete recovery, complete restoration of all of my stolen and fragmented inheritances and blessings. I've destroyed the power, if I was used by Satan, to defile what belongs to me. Lord God, restore unto me everything covered under the blood from the land of the heathen. Lord God, restore unto me everything that has been stolen by them that hated you and ruled over me. I bind and rebuke the spirits of oppression this morning. In the name of Jesus, I break your power of subjection over me, over what's mine, inherited, earned, and gifted. And I call back everything of mine that is hidden and wicked and evil men's houses. If it is unusual, unusable, Lord God, destroy it by fire. Now I'm going to call them out, and then we're going to recover them. If you know it, or if you don't, cough it out anyway. I command all fragmentations hidden in evil, wicked men's houses, stolen from a man or a woman of God and replaced by a demon. It's over here.
Grab it.
Mm-hmm. Cough it out. Go! Cough it out. Go! Go! In the name of Jesus, I command every witch, every wizard, every satanic coven that has stolen anything from me and replaced it with any kind of demons. You demons, I bind you up. As I cast you out, you will go to the pit and be sealed in by the power of the Holy Ghost until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anything, any fragment from satanic altars, go! Cough it out. Go! Go! Anything being used at any type of criminal hideout where they call themselves bless the drug dealers with stolen anointing and stolen blessings. Any of man being contained at any criminal hideout, go! Go! By any witches. Any witches that have fragmented parts of me at any forest or any land. Go! Get out. Get out! Right now. Any witches, covens, wizards that have stolen spiritually any fragmented part of me and have it in a place where any human or animal parts used in rituals, on altars, or in cauldrons, go! And replace them with demons. Go! Any fragmented parts of the soul or the soulless realm power of my family line, all the way back to Nimrod, all the way back to Eden, and placed at the entrance into any city, state, county, or at the crossroads. Go! And replaced by demons. Go! Get out. Get out. Go! Go! Any fragmented parts of me utilized by any witches, wizards, sorcerers, any covens or cults, and placed in any occult center, with or without my knowledge, and replaced by demons. Go! Get out. Get out! Go! You need to cough that out. Go! Get out. Go! Out! Out! Go! Any fragmented part of me utilized by any fake priest, priestess, false prophet, liar, and being utilized in any fake church, I bind every demonic replacement. I bind you all up in chains and fetters of iron. Now, all you fake spirits, fake demons, fake wizards, separate. Go! 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 Along with your transference of spirits. Go! Go! I command, give up that stolen health. Go! Give up those stolen children. Go! Give up fears that you caged up of any stolen potential, success. Go! 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 Fragmented peace. Peace. The But you stole and you replaced chaos. Go! Go! Area where you stole godly time. Kairos. Chronos. And replaced it with demons. Go! Any area where you fragmented joy, stole it, and replaced it with demons. Go! Careers, rest, that you fragmented and stole and replaced it with demons. Go! Get out. Get out. Go. Go. Awake, old sleeper. Go. Any area that you stole and you destroyed and fragmented godly dreams, godly dream life, and you used it by replacing demons to destroy relationships, to destroy marriages, to destroy progress, to destroy opportunities. I bind those demons. I bind those demons. Go! Get out. Get out! Loose that body. Go! Go! Any demonic self, demonic destruction of any hair, especially the Bible says that a woman's hair is her glory. Loose those hair follicles. Loose that scalp and restore that hair. And all you demons, go! Get out. Bound to the pit till the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Any and all stolen fragments and replaced by demons to destroy love and relationships, I bind you up right now, commanding you to go to the pit, each and every demon that's been cast out this morning. Go! Until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All you demons that have been unloosed, and you have fragmented, stolen, and destroyed precious godly time. I bind you up this morning. Go! Get out. All you demons, fragmented, stolen and replaced with demons, money, gold, silver, diamonds, and all precious minerals, resources, oil, and replace them with demons. Go, all you demons. Any spiritual, demonic bait and switch initiated by any witches, wizards, sorcerers, by any shrines, cults, covens that have fragmented and stolen reduced people's calling. I bind your works. I bind your acts, your thoughts, your deeds, and your intentions. And I bind the spirits, the fake, false, counterfeit spirits that you placed in their stead. And I command them right now, go! Separate and get out. Separate! Go! Separate and go! Separate and go! Separate and go! All counterfeit giftings. All counterfeit. Holy Spirit, go! Separate. Separate. Loose the pit of the bowels. Come out. Come out. Go. Go! Get out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus. Go! All of those stolen resources. All of the stolen wealth, inheritances. You've been covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. And by the power of God's own Holy Ghost, I command, open up ye gates and be open up you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory is coming in for recovery, restoration, and reconciliation. The King of Glory is coming in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord Jesus, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Open up ye gates. Restore the joy. Restore the time. Restore the careers. Restore the rest. Restore the marriages. Restore the dreamlines. Restore the progress. Restore the helpers. Restore the opportunities. Restore the relationship. Restore those body parts that were weakened by hidden demonic oppression. Restore the hair and the hair follicles. Restore the businesses. Restore the clothing. Thank you. The King of Glory has come in. Join those love relationships. The King of Glory has come in. Restoring the time. The King of Glory has come in. Restoring the money, the gold, the silver, the resources. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord Jesus, strong and mighty. Restore their calling. this daughter going. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Of what he's done, and I gotta keep it to myself.
Jesus,
he took the shackles off my feet.
Thank you.
Because of your grace.